So that's a view. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes in the case of Safek Achal Chelev, Safek Loy Achal. Rav Asi says, Chaticha Acha Sheninu. Even if there was initially only one piece of fat before him, but he did not know whether it was Chelev or Shuman and he ate that piece, he requires an Ashem Tali. While Rav and Chiba Rav say, Chaticha Meshte Chaticha Sheninu. Only if there were initially two pieces, Shuman and Chelev, before him, and he ate one piece, not knowing whether this piece was the Chelev or the Shuman, only then he requires an Ashem Tali. I think Gemara gave two approaches in the opinion of Rav and Chiba Rav. Rav says that this is derived from the pasuk of Ashem Tali. And Yeshim Lemikra, Mitzvahs Kirinan. We go by the pronunciation of Mitzvahs with two letters Vav. Therefore, since the word Mitzvahs is pluralized, two Chatichas are required. Or Rav Zeir says the reason is because Shtei Chatichas Esh Levar Isurai. If there were two pieces there initially, one Chelev and one Shuman, he requires an Ashem Tali because he can eventually become aware of Evad Yisr. If the remaining piece is determined to be Shuman, he obviously ate a piece of Chelev. However, Chaticha Achas, EF Shalvari Surai. If there was only one piece there initially that was questionably Chalev, he does not require an Ashem Tali because he cannot become aware of Avadi Yisr because the piece that was eaten can never be identified. The Gemara now offers a third reason. Rav Nachman says, Shtei Chaticha is Ikva Isura. If there were two pieces there initially, one Chalev and one Shuman, he requires an Ashem Tali because the Isr was established. There certainly was an Isr here. But Chaticha Achas, like Kaviya Isura. If there was only one piece there initially that was questionably Chelev, he does not require an Ashem Tala because the Isser was not established. There may not have been any Isser here at all. And the distinction between Rav Nachman's reason and the others is in the case of Hoylefonim Shtei Chatichis, Achas Shal Chelev Achas Shal Shuman, Uvo Oivit Kachav Ma'achal Eser Rishayna, Uvo Yisrael Ma'achal Eser Shnia. If there were two pieces there initially, one Chelev and the other Shuman, and a non-Jew first ate one piece and a Jew then ate the other piece, does it require an Ashem Tali or not? According to Rav, he's pater, because like a mitzvah be'idna da'achal Yisrael, because there was only one chaticha at the time of the Jew's achila. According to Rav Zeir too, he's pater, because e'ef shalavar yisure, because the piece that the Jew ate can never be identified since the other piece was also eaten. While according to Rav Nachman, he's chayiv, because ikvi yisure, because the Isser was established, there certainly was an Isser here. The Gemara concludes with the following braisa. Ba Yisrael ba'achal eser rishayna, ba'ovi kachav ma'achal eser shniya chayiv. If a Jew first ate one piece, and then a non-Jew ate the other piece, he requires an Ashem Tali, because there were Shtei Chatichas at the time the Jew ate his piece. However, vice versa, if the non-Jew first ate one piece, and then the Jew ate the other piece, there's a machlekes. The Chacham hold Pater, because they hold Shtei Chatichas are required, while Rebbe holds Chayiv, because Shtei Chatichas are not required. The previous mission discussed three similarities between a Chatas and an Ashem Tali. Kshem shemachal chelev v'chelev behelem achas ein lechayev lechatas achas kein aloy hoydeshalen ein meveil la'ashem tali yachad. Just as one who ate two pieces of definite chelev in one period of forgetfulness brings only one chatas, so too one who ate two pieces of questionable chelev in one period of forgetfulness brings one ashem tali. Moisi yediyah b'inatayim. Kshem shu mevi chatas al kol achas va'achas kach mevi ashem tali al kol achas va'achas. Just as one who ate two pieces of definite chelev with yedi in between brings two chatois, so too one who ate two pieces of questionable chelev with yedi in between brings two ashem tali. Kshem shachal chelev b'dam u'pigel v'noyse v'helem achas, chayev akol achas v'achas, kach alo hoydeshalen, maybe ashem tali akol achas v'achas. Just as one who certainly ate multiple yisurim in one period of forgetfulness brings two chatois, so too one who possibly ate multiple yisurim in one period of forgetfulness brings two ashem tali. The Gemara proceeds with a brayse in which there is actually a machlokes in the second case of emhoisa yediyah b'inatayim. Achal safek chelev b'noydeloy, safek chelev b'noydeloy. If one ate two pieces of questionable chelev with a yediyah in between, Rabbi says, "Shem shemevi chatas kol achas va'achas, kach mevi ashem tala kol achas va'achas." Just as one brings two karbanas chatas for two vadi averes with a yediyah in between, so too one brings two karbanas ashem tala for two safek averes with a yediyah in between. While Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon say, "Ein mevi el ashem tala yachad." He brings only one korban ashem tali for the two safek averus because the pasuk states v'hevi ayal tamim asher gagasi asher shagak. The repeated singular word shagak teaches afil asher gizhar be'en achayev ala achas. He brings only one ashem tali even for multiple safek averus. And there's a machlekes in Rebbe's opinion. Reb Zeir says kan shana Rebbe yediyas safek machalkes lachatayis. Rebbe is saying just as a safek yediyah between two avadi averus is considered like a vadi yediyah to separate them to create a separate chiyuv chatas for each vadi avera, so too a safek yediyah between two safek averus also creates a separate chiyuv ashem tali for each safek avera. While Rava says Rebbe holds ein yediyah safek mechalkes lachatayis, a safek yediyah between two vadi averus is not considered like a vadi yediyah to create a separate chiyuv chatas for each vadi avera. Rather, Rebbe is saying as follows. K'shem shem ha'isli yediyah v'adai. Maybe chadzis kol achas v'achas. K'achem ha'isli yediyah safik. Maybe ashem tala kol achas v'achas. Just as a vadi yediyah between two vadi averas creates a separate chiyav chadzis of each vadi avera, so too a safik yediyah between two safik averas creates a separate chiyav ashem tala for each safik avera. In other words, only regarding Ashim Tali can the Safek Yediyah separate to obligate two karbanas, because Ashim Tali always comes for a Safek Yediyah. But regarding Chatas, only a Vadi Yediyah can separate to obligate two karbanas, because Chatas only comes for a Vadi Yediyah. And the Gemara explains that the distinction lies regarding Yom Kippur. One who has committed a Safek Aveir before Yom Kippur does not require an Ashim Tali even if he had no Safek Yediyah, because Yom Kippurim b'malkum Ashim Tali koi. Yom Kippur acts as a Safek Yediyah and accomplishes atonement for a Safek Aveir like an Ashim Tali. Now, in the case of Ochel Kazayis Chelev of Nei Yom Kippurim, but Kazayis Chelev Acha Yom Kippurim, if someone ate two Kazayis Chelev with Yom Kippur in between, and it was Behelem Echad, according to Rava, he requires only one Chatas, because any Yediyah Safek Mechalkas Lachatais. The Safek Yediyah of Yom Kippur does not create a separate Chiv Chatas. While according to Reb Zeira, he requires two chatois because Yediyah Safek Mechalkes Lechatois. The Safek Yediyah of Yom Kippur does create a separate Chiyav Chatos. The Gemara proceeds with the Mishnah Masech Yuma. Achal v'shasa behelam achas in the chayv el chatos achas. Someone ate and drank on Yom Kippur in one period of forgetfulness, he requires only one chatos because shetiyah b'chlal achila. And even though v'ha bein achila shetiyah yafshu d'lehave shayis b'yem d'misiyah de'alei, between eating and drinking there was a short break in which Yom Kippur creates a Safek Yediyah. Nevertheless, he requires only one chatas. According to Rava, the Mishnah can even be Rebbe's opinion, and he holds ein yediyah safek mechalkes lechatos. While according to Reb Zeira, the Mishnah can only be the Chacham's opinion, because only they hold ein yediyah safek mechalkes lechatos. But according to Rebbe, he requires two chatas because yediyah safek mechalkes lechatos.